on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Police across Kent are starting a crackdown on gangs who traffic women to the UK. Josh has joined police on a raid for KMFM.
Well, police burst into this house in Ashford as part of a Europe-wide campaign to crack down on anti-slavery and sex trafficking. Operation Perceptional will see around a dozen properties raided across the county this week. Officers acting on information believe the women living here have been brought to the UK and forced into prostitution. Jo lives nearby.
Never know what is going on in the world, if I'm being honest, because any of those houses, anything could be going on in anyone. You don't know what goes on behind closed doors, do you?
Well, police found four women thought to be from Eastern Europe inside this property. They're now being questioned before officers decide what to do next. Here's Sergeant Dean Quinn.
Inquiries are ongoing in relation to what, if any, offences we've got inside there at the moment. Police search teams are going to be here now for several hours, be searching the property, looking at evidence and obviously interviewing the females that are present.
Well, detectives say properties right across the county are being used for sexual exploitation. Rob Fordham's from the Force's Serious Crime Team and says the public needs to speak out if they think something's going on.
The law enforcement agencies need the public to bring to our attention details of where brothels are being run, the details, the descriptions and the registration numbers of the vehicles that are involved. And in some cases, hotels are used as well.
Well, raids like this one will continue throughout the week as police try to protect the hundreds of women who come here for a better life, but are turned into slaves.
Well, today the Home Office have announced that police in England and Wales are to get an extra £8.5 million to help tackle modern slavery.
KMFM News.
A six-year-old boy who was hit by a car in Gillingham is now said to be in a serious but stable condition in a London hospital. He suffered life-threatening injuries after being knocked down in Medway Road yesterday afternoon. An eight-year-old who was also hurt is being treated at Medway Maritime. A 54-year-old man from the town arrested on suspicion of causing injury by dangerous driving has been bailed. A man's been arrested following an alleged attack on a woman in the Houses of Parliament. Matt has more for KMFM.
Detectives say the alleged attack took place during the early hours of Friday morning inside the Houses of Parliament. A 23-year-old man's been arrested on suspicion of rape and bailed until January. Officers have stressed the man isn't an MP. A spokesman for the House of Commons says they're aware of an incident and are working closely with police on the investigation.
KMFM News.
The trial of a man accused of murdering a police officer from Kent is due to get underway today. 59-year-old Gordon Semple was reported missing after failing to return to his home in Greenhithe on the 1st of April. His remains were later found in a flat in South London. Stefano Brizzi, who's 50 and from Southwark, denies murder. The latest in a series of strikes affecting southern rail services from Ashford and Tunbridge is underway. Members of the RMT union are walking out for 3 days over changes to the role of conductors. And the Pantiles in Tunbridge Wells has been shortlisted for a prize at this year's High Street Awards. It's in the Precinct of Shops category, along with Hall in Chester and the Parade in Claygate in Surrey. The winners are chosen by a panel of experts and a public vote. Here's High Street Minister Andrew Percy.
We've literally been bowled over by the quality and quantity of the applications this year. So the 27 that have got through to the final, you know, really are very high quality applications, and they should be very proud, as should all of the entrants, of the hard work they've done into getting themselves this far.
We found out the results later in the year.
KMFM Sports.
Football and Cody McDonald's is a doubt for Gillingham tonight as they welcome Walsall to Priestfield. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the strikers recovering from a blow to the face during Saturday's defeat to Bristol Rovers. The Gills have now gone 4 games in League One without a win, but manager Justin Edinburgh is convinced they can turn it around.
It's a tough job when you've gone through runs like we are, but like I say, no doubt of that we will get out the other side of it.
Meantime, the draw's been made for the first round of the FA Cup. Gillingham will take on non-league Brackley Town, a side who knocked them out of the competition 3 years ago. Dover Athletic travel to League Two Cambridge United. Maidstone United will host Rochdale of League One. Dartford will be at home to Sutton United. And Margate will go to Northampton if they beat Harrow Borough in a replay. And Great Britain's Olympic and Paralympic athletes are in London to celebrate their success in Rio. After after yesterday's parade in Manchester, they'll be at a special event in Trafalgar Square. Double Olympic gymnastics gold medalist Max Whitlock says he didn't understand how much support Team GB had in Rio until he returned home.
It wasn't until we stepped off that plane we realised, and it's something that you can't prepare for, you never expect, but it's done more than London, which is just, for an away games, it's pretty impressive. And hopefully, you know, it's on its way up as well, especially as for gymnastics. We're in the best place that we have been in for a long, long time.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk. Beanie, meanie.